Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown, coming at you once again, family, and every time it's true, so every time it needs to be said, it's good to talk to y'all, family. I'm going to try not to keep it too long today. I'm going to try to just keep it very abbreviated so that way I'm not taking up the rest of y'all night and everything. It is Thursday. If you need a quick look at the calendar, it is Thursday. I hope everybody had a wonderful 4th of July if we celebrate 4th of July. I don't know. I don't know, to tell you the truth. I had a dope ass 4th. We ended up calling 4th Black Excellence Day. And for all you people out there who are more patriotic and, you know, if you want to celebrate the 4th of July, you can go ahead. But it really ain't for black people like that. You know, if the last group of slaves was set free on Juneteenth, then that's kind of Black Independence Day. That's just what it is. So the 4th of July is dope because, I mean, everybody's shooting off fireworks and shit. Or, you know, that's not necessarily when my people were free. But, hey, we celebrated. So, chill with some friends. 4th of July. 4th of July was dope, like I said. Shout out to my cousin. You know what I'm saying? Rolled up over there and everything. Had a dope ass time. I really want to talk to y'all today about two things. Two things, really. One, I feel the most important thing I should talk about. Who's voting for Kanye West to be your next president? That's just a quick question. I just want to know who is. Are you voting for Kanye West to be your next president? To tell you the truth, if it comes down between Kanye West and Donald Trump, I'm going Kanye West. And that's not even a decision I really want to say I make. And it's not like I don't support Trump like that. But Kanye don't know much about politics either. So correct me if I'm wrong. I would like to have a president who actually knows a little bit about politics, who's been doing this for a while. You know, I kind of miss having a president who had been in the Senate for a while, or he had been a governor for a while and actually knew something about politics and how shit's supposed to look. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we all can't come in and do a nice job and work hard at a job that we ain't never had before. But I need somebody with some experience. I was telling a homeboy of mine, Tone, the other day. Man, back when I was in elementary school, we had a makeshift ballot. Yeah, you could quote-unquote vote. You know what I'm saying? And on that ballot, if my mind is not playing any type of tricks on me, I want to believe I had the choice to vote between George W. and Al Gore. And I didn't really know much about either one. I told you, I was in kindergarten. I just saw a nice white man with a smile. So I was like, that white man has a better smile than that white man. Go on, Bush. Right? Again, kindergarten. I ain't know nothing about this shit. Nowadays, now, I'm not saying, you know, Bush was the best for the job, or we not here to have that conversation or nothing like that. I'm just saying, Bush was in a type of government before he made it to that presidential seat. Even Obama, as much as motherfuckers hated Obama, which, listen, bro, y'all just some hating ass niggas. I was an Obama fan, but I got swag. I like to see my president have some type of swag. So it just kind of resonated with me when I saw that. You know, it just is what it is. So, even as motherfuckers hated Obama, Obama still had some knowledge of government because he had been part of the government before he became president. If you mean to tell me that in November. That's the, you know what? That's a very interesting ass way to start to close out 2020. After these fucked up chicken sandwiches, after this fucked up ass pandemic, after this fucked up ass quarantine, after the protests, you know, rest in peace George Floyd, rest in peace Breonna Taylor. After all this shit that went on this year, you mean to tell me we had to wait till November to vote between Kanye West and Donald Trump? I'm moving to Sweden, dog. I'm gonna be up there in Norway, man. I'm gonna have me a snow white blonde head bitch named Olga. And then Guten Tag. I'm gonna get me one of them mountain Viking bitches, man. I'm gonna just not have to worry about this shit no more. I love living in America. I will never say America ain't my country. Cause you know, I do live here. I was born here. It is my country. But holy shit! It's like, soon as you walk out your house, soon as you turn on your TV, shit just keep getting better and better, don't it? Oh my God. I thought it was a joke when I first heard that Donald Trump was going to run for president. And then Donald Trump became president. Now, I didn't think it was a joke because I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, Trump's not, you know, he don't have the gumption or the gall or the know-how, or I didn't think it was a joke. Nothing like that. For those reasons, I thought it was a joke because I'm like, ain't he a celebrity? Like for real? Like, the only thing you really need to have to be president is money and popularity. And maybe some business know-how. Like, this country is a fucking business. Listen, you can run it like a business all you want, but, this is a country, my nigga. I don't think it worked like that. I'm just saying. So, and I'm not going with Trump's policies or nothing like that. We're not here to talk about all the fucked up shit he said. We're not here to talk about the person he is. We found all that shit out after he was elected. We found out how much we fucked up after he was elected. You had a good invocation. You had a good indication before. But after? Oh, man. Whole different story. So November rolls around, and we can vote between Kanye West and Donald Trump. Now, when Kanye West said he was going to run for president, I think Kanye's joking. But again, I said the same thing about Trump, and now you see where we at. What is it? Four years later? I want to say, what, 2016? Because Obama, it was Obama 08, and then Obama 12, and then Trump 16. So yeah. So back in 16, yeah, I thought Trump running was a joke, but that turned out not to be a joke. I think Kanye running gonna be a joke, but who knows? We got to wait and see what November brings. Now, I did do some of my research. They say Kanye hasn't really made no moves towards, you know, running for president just yet. But who's to say that he won't? Who's to say that Kanye won't register and try to be an independent candidate and try to get his name on the ballot? And who say that, I want to say November 6th is an election day, but again, don't quote me. But who's to know that on November 7th, we all wake up and, all right, ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for President West. I'd be very excited because it's a black man in the office, and that is a powerful thing to see for all black people. You know, regardless of generation, regardless of, you know, ways of thinking, regardless of what you may believe, to see a black man in a seat of power in the United States. Obama was a powerful image. Like, Obama was something that black people never thought would happen, to have a black president. So now, if we were to have two, that's a whole major thing. Now that starts to become a turning point, you know what I'm saying? Especially in today's day and age with all the protests, with all the civil unrest that's going on. To have a black man in that seat of power would be a whole different change of pace, I believe. Now, do I think it should be Kanye West? Probably not. Probably not. Probably not at all. But hey, it ain't gonna be me for 2020. So if Kanye got the money, the popularity to do it, this is America. You can do it. I don't know if you're gonna want to, but you can do it. I don't know if you're gonna vote for his ass, but you can do it. Kanye running for president, I think, started my week out. And that really got me thinking. And then, over the course of the week, as things started to unfold, I started to dabble more in sports. You know, Kanye is more on the music side, and I'm more on the music side nowadays than I am sports. So, I really paid attention to when Kanye said he was going to be president. You know, it's Kanye West. Kanye West is still one of the greatest producers, beat makers of all time. And that's big facts. But the sports side tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey Vince, got a little surprise for you." I said, "Oh, surprise. What do you have for me?" The Washington Redskins, my favorite team, my hometown team, bleed burgundy and gold to the day I die. Learned that from my mother and father. Not all my family members agree with it, and that's okay. Not everybody can choose the right side of the tracks. But the Washington Redskins are now about to change their name. Am I against this decision? No. Am I for this decision? I don't like change that much. And that's real. I don't like change that much, but we all know we can't act like it's not. And 2020 just so happens to be the year of now everybody's in this race to be equal. And that's cool. I get that as well. And to tell you the truth, I looked at some numbers the other day. And me and my cousin was going down some numbers the other day. And I think they said it was 60, 70 million white people. 40 million black people, you know, umpteen many Hispanics, umpteen many, you know, this and that, but about 5 million Native Americans make up this country, and this was their country. Don't you ever forget that. As much as black people go, "We were brought here," this was the natives' country, and there are 5 million natives out of the umpteen million running around America. It's only 5 million natives. So you don't understand the effect that this country has had on Native Americans. I love being a Redskins fan to my heart. I'll always be a Redskins fan. Damn it, I grew up on it. But who's to say that the term Redskin isn't offensive? You know? It's been acknowledged as a racial slur. So maybe not to me, but to others, the term Redskin is a very offensive term. So some of those groups have spoken up publicly, not just this year, but in years past as well. And now it's looking like more and more the Washington Redskins are going to become the Washington blank. Because you got to change the name. They're not looking at changing the team colors, but they are looking at changing the name. You know, I acknowledge the fact that it is a slur as well. You know, a part of me is going to miss it, miss being a Redskins fan. You know, I still rep for my DC teams. I'm a hometown, you know what I'm saying, team member. I like the Wizards as well. I mean, I kind of like the Wizards. As bad as that sounds, I mean, I kind of, I got, when it comes to basketball, I more got favorite players than I got favorite team. But if I had to go favorite team, I guess it's the Wizards. I guess. I don't. Well, that's up for further review. We'll talk about that later. That's not the point right now, right? But I'm a hometown team type person. I rock with my Washington teams. I rock with my teams that's near me. You know what I'm saying? So to grow up a Skins fan really was life for me. If you've seen me, first of all, not even to listen to these podcasts. If you've seen me in person, ever met me in person in any circumstance, I got passion and I got energy for you. If we have talked about football, then you understand this thoroughly. Even during the bad seasons, I was rocking with my Skins, man. Rocking with my Skins, man. Didn't even matter. Rocking with my Skins. I'm gonna miss rocking with my Skins. But I understand the history that goes into me not being able to rock with my Skins anymore. Now, they're looking at a couple different names that they could go to. They're looking at a couple different ways they could go. I think the name that I would most like to see, either Warriors or Red Tails, to tell you the truth. Reason being, because one, it would be dope as shit to say, oh yeah, I'm a Washington Red Tails fan. Now, I know that's going to sound corny to some of y'all, but if you look up the history in the Red Tails and how it goes back to the Tuskegee Airmen, oh yeah, I'm a Red Tails fan. Say less. That's nothing. Warriors, because I feel like the Washington Warriors just, it flows. It sounds, you know what I'm saying, still menacing. You know, if we can't have Redskin, then we're going to have Warrior. But I do. I like the Red Tails as well. And especially because, you know, again, looking into it, doing more of my research and everything. Three of the first five Red Tails of the Tuskegee Airmen came from Washington. So that's a link right there between the city and the military. So when you bring those two links together, and now you can bring it into football, and you really tie it into the history, you can create something special that's especially special for that city. When even this team ties into the foundation of the city, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole different feel. So I'd be a Red Tails fan. I'd be a Warriors fan. Not really a fan of these other bullshit generic ass names. I know, but Vince, Warriors is generic too. It's not what I'm saying. I just say I'd still be a Warriors fan. I'm just saying. But I'm not really a fan of what the Wolfpack and General, and I don't really want to be a Washington Americans fan or a Washington Monuments fan or a Washington United fan. I'm okay. I'm not saying I'm gonna switch teams. Like I told y'all before, I'm more heading into the music path of everything now. It ain't too many sports I'm gonna really be checking out like that, but I'd be more amped to check them out if I was a Red Tails fan, if I was a Warriors fan. You can keep this Wolfpack Commanders shit. Like, you can keep it. The Washington Commanders. The Washington Wolfpack. Wolfpack wouldn't be so bad. I take that back. But it just sound corny. It just sound corny. Like, that's the thing. It just sounds so corny. But regardless of how corny the new name sounds, the old name has to go. So I don't know if it'll be before this season or maybe next season, but for too long, it won't be many Redskins anymore. It won't be too many Redskins fans. A part of me still thinks about the fact that I'm gonna miss it so much. So I think about hitting up NFLShop.com and getting me these last couple Redskins jerseys. I'm not bullshitting. I know Nike, you can't get Redskins shit on Nike's website. You can't get Redskins shit on Amazon's website no more. You have to go to NFL Shop. You got to go to Redskins.com. You have to actually shop real retailers, because that's how serious this shit's getting. Like, sponsors, endorsers, people who put money into the stadium. The stadium itself has told the Redskins, hey, bro, listen, you got to change this shit. If you don't change this shit, we ain't fucking with you. And they legit stopped fucking with us. Like, really, we got three minority stockholders right now trying to sell their stock in the team. If I had $400 million, I'd put it up. I'd still own part of the Redskins, Red Tails, Warriors dynasty. I would. I'd invest. But unless y'all finna throw me this $400 million loan, yeah, I'll wait till I have it first. I'll wait till I have it before I own a team. I don't have it right now. Shit's got real. It's difficult to find Redskins products as easily as it used to be. Reason being, it ain't out there. Because Redskin is such a slur, because Redskin is such a derogatory term. I know, but, oh, Vince, you've been a Redskin, a proud Redskins fan for so long. Now you say it's all derogatory. Now you say, listen, I'm not saying it wasn't derogatory when I was repping it. And I'm not saying I was wrong to keep it. You know, I wasn't wrong. What's the proper way to do that? I'm not saying that I wasn't wrong by continuing to rep them. That's what I mean to say. I still did, man. You know, that's just what it was, man. Football is so powerful of a sport. In my family, it might be in your family as well. In this country, football just takes over. And born and raised a Skins fan. You know, I wasn't seeing the Native American man on my logo as, oh, that's the Indian. Like, nah, that's the Redskin. That's my homeboy. Like, that's my homie. That's my homie. When I see him, I know we Gucci. We on the same level. I get hype when I see him. Now, I know, like I said, it's derogatory. But I never saw it that way. I never saw it that way. Now, that may be my own ignorance. That may be because I'm black and not native. That may be because the viewpoints that I have or the mindsets that I have ain't like everybody else. I'm not really an offended type person. I'm more of an offensive type person, but I'm not really an offended type person. And even when I talk to people and I make jokes about people I make jokes about sensitive subjects, I'm not saying it with malice in my heart. Like, I'm still trying to be courteous and be real. And I'm not like the person that would say Redskin in a derogatory way. Hell no, I'm a Redskins fan. But it ain't gonna be too long that you can say that. It ain't gonna be too long that you can say that. So, I was going to say for the last time on this podcast, I was going to say it, and then I was going to never say it again. But that'd be a lot of y'all. I can't even, until they get rid of the name, I'm a Redskins fan. On the day they get rid of the name, talk to me and ask me what fan I am then. But I can tell you this, on the day they get rid of the name, I will not be a Redskins fan anymore. I'm not letting that tradition stay. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, upholding the derogatory shit. Once it's out, it's out. Once it's like, all right, yeah, ain't no more Redskins, you know, you're not no Redskin fan no more, it's out. That's why I told you, I'm thinking about going to get these couple jerseys so I can, it's biting at me, but it's like, it's fucked up because it's like, well, I know it's so derogatory now, but, oh, I would love to just preserve my history as a fan. Not even on no racial shit. Like, I just want to preserve the history of the burgundy and gold and just, you feel me? Like, I'm thinking about it. I ain't got to that point yet. I ain't went on, you know, I ain't went on the websites. I ain't hit no buttons. I ain't made no purchases. Yet. Will I? I don't know. Talk to me later. We might have a conversation about it. But without, and right now, that's not the point. This country's changing. This world is changing, hell. But this country is changing. A lot of this offensive, archaic type thinking, these racially influenced images, a lot of it is starting to come down, and it's coming down in numbers. And it's interesting to see who it offends as it starts to come down. It's wild because even, like, it's a Redskins fan on my timeline who, me and him cool or whatever, but it's like, are you a fan of the team or are you a fan of the name Redskin? Like, I rock with the team. You know? Like, the Washington team. I said, you know what I'm saying? I grew up on it. And if the Vikings had been from Washington and we was the Washington Vikings, you know, I'd be a Washington Vikings fan. That's how it goes. But as soon as they talk about starting to change the name and how, oh, we can't have these no more and we can't have this imagery no more. Nope, not even a Skins fan no more. Don't make me switch teams. Come on, man. If you're going to switch, switch. Stop bitching and go. But is it that important to hang on to the imagery? Like, and especially if now the voices are so loud that it's like, nah, this is offensive. This needs to change. This has been talked about before. This isn't the first time this has been talked about. This needs to change. If it's to that point now, is it really that important to hang on to the imagery of it? Like, nah, like, we so much rich history and, man, listen, teams change cities, teams change names. That's just how sports go. It don't take away from the history of the team. You can still look in the history books and go, yeah, the Washington Redskins, if you go back in the history books right now, here's what it's going to say. The Washington Redskins first started out as the Boston Braves back in 19 early as fuck. Then they moved to Washington, and it was the Washington Braves, right? 19 early. Then changed it to the Washington Redskins. And it's been the Washington Redskins ever since then. If you look in the history books, as of this year, next year, whatever, it's going to say, yeah. And then the Washington Redskins was scrapped, and they became the Washington blank. That's how history goes. Hell, if you go look at the Baltimore Ravens history, the Baltimore Ravens used to be the Cleveland Browns. The new Cleveland Browns ain't the old Cleveland Browns. But I say the Indianapolis Colts used to be the Baltimore Colts. That's history. I bet you didn't know that the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Philadelphia Eagles were once a combined team. They were called the Steagles. I'm not bullshitting. That's facts. That's what happens. So it's no type of telling what type of changes need to go on within an organization, within the league itself. But changes happen. And like I told y'all before, I don't like change that much. But even though I don't like change, that doesn't mean I'm not willing to accept change. And I think 2020 is a year of a lot of change. A lot of changes have been going on, whether it be with coronavirus, whether it be with a protest, whether it be with the president, whether it be with rioting and looting, whether it be with marijuana decriminalization, whether it be with anything major that's went on this year, and it's a lot of shit. It's so hard to keep track of, but 2020 really is a year of a lot of change, you know. And I know if y'all are like me, change isn't always the easiest thing to accept. But in order to go through life more smoothly, you got to start working on being willing to accept change. You may not like the situation. You may not roll with it. You may not rock with it. But if things are changing, and especially if they're out of your control, you start to have to learn to work with change and to be able to adapt to and accept change. And if you haven't gotten to that point where you can adapt and work with change, then that might be some work that you might want to start putting in. Now, not just for the rest of this year, but I mean to start getting you on that right track, you might want to start working in that direction. I've had to work on it. I understand how it goes, and I know how hard it can be. But I assure you one thing's for sure. I assure you one thing's for sure. It can be done, and that's for damn sure. Hey, man, don't nobody believe in you, family. I believe in you, family. That's always. Get ready, family. It's a lot of shit going on, and it's a lot more shit coming your way. Not just from the country, but from this show as well, and from myself as well. But we can get into that later. That's not the point. Anyways, it's been great talking to you, family. I love talking to y'all. I love sitting back chilling. I know I said I was going to try to keep it short, and this ain't really short. Matter of fact, I just looked down at the time. That looks kind of long as shit to me. But it doesn't even matter. We still here. We still in there. That's what Thursdays is about. It's free flowing around here. We free flowing. I know, I'm a fool, I'm tired, work's been bullshit. I know, what you want me to say? Love y'all, family. I hope y'all stay safe. I wish y'all nothing but the best. May you be happy, may you be healthy, and may you be safe. Holla at y'all next week, family. Peace.